and welcome to Jaguars.com Live in the pregame, brought to you by our friends at Everbank. I'm Brian Sexton. You all know Jeff Lagerman. In a couple of minutes, the 125th Fighter Wing is going to blow this place up when they fly over. Opening day, it's a powder keg of emotion,
better.
Isn't it?
There's nothing better. And how about this weather? You know, we're talking low 80s here. This has got to be the coolest opening day.
I can't remember one better.
In Jacksonville history, I will have major goosebumps when those Jets fly over top of the scoreboard.
You know, the only one I can remember is cool was 99, and it was raining. So this may be the best opening day from a weather perspective that we've seen. If you're a player and you're running out here on this turf and you feel this breeze that we feel right now, that's got to give you a little bit more hop in your step.
Get a little boost to your energy. And I know that the Jaguars want to have a boost to their season, Brian. It's been a long time since this football team has won a home opener. And I was going back to 2011
was the last time they did it.
And
so.
And if you go back just the last couple of years under Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley, what an 0-8 start 2 years ago, an 0-6 start last year.
Haven't won a game in September yet.
You know, and people can feel this team that they're building a good product. But now you need to see it. And I think this is a great opportunity today against the Carolina Panthers. Look at them last year. They started out the season 3-8-1 in that very poor NFC South division. Ended up winning their last four games to clinch the NFC South at 7-8-1.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a lot of question marks that the Carolina Panthers have, especially offensively, and they have question marks on their defense because of injury.
So the opportunity is there today for Blake Bortles in his opening game debut. He didn't start till week three last year in front of this crowd. How do you think he is handling that?
Well, I'm sure the adrenaline is just at an all-time high for him, but I think he's a very mature quarterback for how young that he is. He's done everything that he could possibly do in the offseason to get ready to play this game. From going to see specialists to training everywhere that he possibly could, even going back to the former Jaguars quarterback that was here for
Jordan Palmer.
Jordan Palmer, training with him, taking the players from his football team here, taking them out to California, and then once the conclusion of the OTA minicamps ended, he was going across the river to high schools to throw with his teammates. I mean, he's done everything you could possibly ask, and the Jaguars couldn't have asked for a more hard-working quarterback.
What did you see from him in August that has you believing that he's ready to take that next step?
Brian, I'm going to go back to what I talked about all last year. So many different times during the game, I would say, that was a routine throw, and Blake Bortles needs to make that look like a routine throw. All through training camp, we saw throws by Blake Bortles that were routine, and he made them look routine. The delivery that he has, the throwing motion has become more compact. The ball is tighter. It's spinning better. You know, and it's all a credit to him. It's his hard work and also a great job of coaching. Greg Olsen, the offensive coordinator, has made him confident in the pocket. Quarterbacks that are confident have a chance, and I love watching his confidence.
All right, from a passing game perspective, there's no Marquise Lee. We've known that, though. That's no surprise. Nor Julius Thomas. Are there enough other weapons to help open this passing attack up?
I think so. I think Allen Robinson is a tremendous asset. Mercedes Lewis has had the best training camp he's had. Clay Harbor looks healthy. And a lot of people have discounted Clay Harbor and written him off with the addition of Julius Thomas. Clay Harbor is a legitimate threat in the passing game at that tight end spot. I also like Brian Walters. Brian Walters has proven to be a dependable wide receiver all through training camp. Somebody that the quarterback can trust because he knows he's going to catch the ball when it's thrown his way.
In the running game, we'll see no Toby Gerhardt today, but obviously there are four other backs. How will they use? Is T.J. Yeldon going to get 20 carries?
I don't think so. I think Denard Robinson is going to probably split carries with him. But it's a big question mark, Brian. It's something that I think that they've wanted to keep under wraps. They've been talking very highly of T.J. Yeldon. I like what I've seen in practice, but we're talking about practice, to use Allen Iverson's comment. We're talking about practice.
Yeah. Is there a role for Bernard Pierce?
I think on special teams, and maybe Bernard Pierce becomes the short yardage back that Toby Gerhardt was in the preseason. But I also like the possibilities with Corey Grant. Corey Grant was the undrafted running back that impressed everybody so much in the last preseason game a week and a half ago against the Washington Redskins. He's got great speed. He's got the ability to create things in space. I think they're going to utilize every one of them.
Up front, does it say more about Tyler Shatley, that he's active today, and Bowanko and Cam are not? Or does it say anything about Bowanko and Cam?
I think it's speaking volume for Tyler Shatley. I've been singing his praises all preseason long.
Last year, too.
And everybody had him cut. A lot of the fans were trying to play the roster formulations, and I kept saying, this is the strongest offensive lineman that the Jaguars have. He's got great positional flexibility. He can play center, which he played a ton of, and he played a ton of guard in the preseason as well. He had more snaps than any other offensive lineman in the preseason. He's game ready right now.
All right, let's flip it over. How do you get to Cam Newton? Is this offensive line that they're facing today up for the challenge of protecting him?
Well, let me start with this, Brian. The Carolina Panthers offensive line has a lot of question marks. It's not a great unit. They even had question marks last year, and they still haven't resolved them. But as far as rushing and sacking Cam Newton, I'm not concerned with that. I don't want Cam Newton to be out of the pocket. I think that's when he can take his athleticism and create when he gets off-schedule play opportunities. He's better kept in the pocket and forcing him to read a defense and become a pocket passer. You got to stop the running game first and foremost, though, of Jonathan Stewart. That's where their foundation is built under their offensive coordinator, Mike Shula.
What do you like about him?
I think he's a dependable back, but I don't
think... Not a breakaway guy.
He's not a breakaway guy to where once he gets into open space, he's going to go the distance. But he's a dependable guy. He's a veteran guy. But I don't think he has enough horses up front. The one thing that they will do, though, is they run a lot of that read option look.
Right.
To where they can threaten Cam Newton running the ball, which essentially takes away a defender for your run defense. That can stress the defense.
The breakaway guy is Greg Olsen, who last year played 10 different positions throughout the course of the year. I mean, they line him up all over the field. Who gets the call for him today?
I think everybody. I think it could be Jonathan Cyprian. It could be Aaron Colvin. If he lines up in the slot, which we've seen Greg Olsen do, it could be a linebacker. It could be Dan Scuda. It could be Telvin Smith in the nickel package. It could be a wide range. But I know one thing that I would do. I would have two on him every opportunity that I had because he is the primary weapon. You go back to preseason game number 3 against the Patriots. We're talking about the Carolina Panthers game. He was targeted 9 times in the first half alone. Cam Newton, trust him. He's the only guy that he has been proven with last year. Cam Newton will look his way all day long.
This defense last year played pretty well at times, but they just couldn't get any support from the offense. Are they a better unit? Are they a better unit because of the players they added or because the offense is going to be better?
I think first and foremost they're going to be better because the offense is going to be able to sustain drives as we saw all preseason putting together 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 play drives. I think that will help them immensely. This defense really hasn't played together all preseason. I think that's probably the biggest question mark that there is with this team coming out of preseason if you ignored everything in the past. But you can't do that. So even last year in the preseason, the defense didn't look very good. But what happened early in the preseason? They were getting hammered in the passing game, giving up big yardage in the passing game. They didn't have their secondary settled. I think that this secondary is settled now. But up front, there's been a lot of mixing and matching of guys up front. Tonight, they've got to find a way to gel quickly.
Final thought, we'll bring in John Osher, Jaguars.com senior writer. Is there anybody on this defense that you're eager to see based on what you saw throughout the spring, OTAs, and training camp? Anybody that you think is ready to play a bigger role this year?
I go right to the guy who got paid the most money in the offseason, and that's Jared Odrich.
Right.
He got paid that money for a reason. He's a good football player. He's got positional flexibility. I think he's key for this team in stopping the running game of the Carolina Panthers, playing that strong side end, but also replacing Sendarek Marks and that nickel sub as a pass rusher.
He's a force, is he not?
He's a big man.
I mean, he played the same position that you played. You know it so well.
He's a big man.
Yeah. Does he have enough pass rush to help him there?
Today I'm not necessarily worried about pass rush. I want push. I want push to contain Cam Newton. And Odrich is the one that can actually push the pocket and be in control. Ryan Davis, who is that lightning package, other three technique, he's going to be the one to chase him down.
All right, here we go. Loggy, thanks so much.
Enjoyed it.
Have a good broadcast
today.
Thank you, Brian. And we'll bring in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osher now as we continue here on Jaguars.com Live in the pregame presented by our friends at Everbank. John?
You guys pretty much covered it all, right? I heard.
Well, we covered a lot from a football perspective.
Thank you. Great job.
From a reporter's perspective, tell me what it is that you're looking at from a Blake Bortles storyline today.
Well,
can I put my shades on too?
Absolutely. Be cool. You want to see him obviously continue the gradual progress that we've seen. And it became pretty extreme in the preseason. I don't know that it's realistic to think that he's going to come out here and match that, you know, 20 for 29 for 240 or whatever it was in that third preseason game where he was outstanding. It's going to be more complex. It's going to be more on him today. But you want to see that feeling that everybody had preseason training camp. Okay, he gets it. This is a guy we can count on. We know he's the guy. As long as you see that, then from a big picture perspective, you're fine. From a small game, you know, from this game perspective, he's got to play well because they're without weapons.
Who does he count on today in the passing game? Does he go back to Allen Hurts?
Well, that's something I've been thinking about and mentioning all week more and more.
Because you've been, but I want to interrupt you.
You
talk all the time about things that a guy can count on.
Right.
Last year he didn't have many, so what can he count on now?
Well, I think he's got to count on A-Rob and Allen Hurns, Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns. And everybody gets a feeling with these guys when you look at those two that they have the potential to be long-term, really good NFL players. You see that in Robinson, just his size, the plays he made in practice. You see that in Hurns and his ability to get open. You say it and you feel it, but so far they haven't shown that they are guys who you can absolutely depend on to go win you games. At some point, you need guys like that. That needs to happen today, at least in some significant steps, because Blake needs somebody they can count on, and this team needs playmakers. I think you've got one at quarterback, but you don't know where else that is in the field today. If Robinson or Hurns become that, then the offense really works.
And you know that you're going to get some playmakers back in coming weeks when Julius Thomas gets to the field, and perhaps Marquise Lee, who ran full the other day, will get closer to coming back. The running game today is obviously a major storyline because we only saw 8 carries from T.J. Yeldon in the preseason.
Right.
What did you see from him in those 8 carries and maybe the limited time we saw on the practice field that gives you a sense of who he is today?
In the 8 carries, not much. In the one catch he had, quite a bit. Because in that catch that he had against Detroit when he played, he caught the ball, made a move. In that game, he also had a couple of plays where he pass blocked well. Well, those are the things that you were concerned whether he could do or not. They weren't concerned whether he could run or not. Now, talking to the offensive line after the game against Detroit, they weren't happy with the way they blocked. They didn't feel like they gave TJ enough chances. TJ also missed some holes. There's been so much talk this week about TJ Yeldon. If he would happen to come out and not really be on it, or if they say, well, look, we've got to go with somebody else, it's not a very hard thing to switch in a running back. All you've really got to do is turn to the other running back and say go. So it's going to be a rotational situation anyway. I think Yeldon will be fine. Rookie running backs usually are when they come in. If not, you've got Bernard Pearson and Denard Robinson, both of whom played well and ready to go. You wish you had Gerhardt, not the case.
He just walked by. Who gets his screen reps today? Is that Denard?
Well, it would be Denard a little bit. I think TJ can do that.
That was where he was most effective in the preseason.
Absolutely. Well, he was also effective in the short yardage. It'll be interesting to see. I think it's nice that you don't know, because TJ certainly showed he can catch the ball out of the backfield. At the same time, Denard Robinson's best play, as well as he ran the ball, was the screen pass that he caught. I think it was against Detroit going down the other side of the field.
Yeah, took it down inside the 5.
So they're in a good situation where they can withstand some injuries at running back. They can withstand if TJ Yeldon comes out and he's not ready to go. Again, it's not a very hard switch, and I don't think they feel like they lose very much putting Denard Robinson in.
Jaguars coming up here against the Panthers on opening day. Talk a little bit about Cam Newton. I mean, he gets so much press for the type of player he is. And today, Jeff Lagom said he wants to see him stay in the pocket and show whether they sack him or not, primarily because he really has one big-time playmaker that he can throw the ball to.
He has one big-time playmaker he can throw to. And we've all seen before, if you watch the NFL, when he gets in a rhythm, when he gets able to run and feels confident, when he can be Cam and sort of do the Superman thing like you like to do, he can be a very, very good player. When you keep him in the pocket, we've also seen games where he hasn't been as effective, where he's throwing the ball high, where he makes mistakes. So if you have a choice, you've got to keep him in the pocket. I don't know that they're going to have a pass rush today that allows them to get 5 or 6 sacks the way it was in Philadelphia at the beginning of last year. But you don't have to against him. If you get pressure, you take him out of his game, and then you dictate the tempo to their offense rather than vice versa.
Who are you looking at in the secondary today to take their game to another level? John Cyprian, who gets back in the lineup, or Sergio Brown?
Well, I think Cyprian being in the lineup matters a great deal. He's been criticized for not making enough impact plays, but I've always gotten the feeling that the secondary counts on him. They know where he's going to be. I look at Aaron Colvin as the guy who's going to make plays. I know people look at the safeties for that. Aaron Colvin's a guy who has shown in practice and even in games last year that ability to make big plays. This team, I think, desperately needs turnovers. Telvin Smith, Aaron Colvin, look for those guys.
Anything on special teams that you'd like to add?
Long, long return.
Yeah.
Corey Grant. And I think people want some special teams, and I think they'll get it. They want solid play. Last year, too many mistakes. Just clean that up, and then your odds go up of getting the return that you want.
This is a big game for this team.
It's a big game, and don't you just feel like they're going to – I don't think there's any question they're going to be better.
Right.
I don't think there's any question that they're going to play well. As a Jaguars fan, you just like to get them to get those breaks, get off to a 1-0 start. Let's send this crowd, which deserves it, home happy.
All right, John Osher, thanks so much.
Brian.
Follow him on Twitter throughout the game, and, of course, we'll have comprehensive coverage through the postgame and into the rest of the evening. Thanks for joining us on Jaguars.com Live, presented by EverBank.